Webster defines trivia as bits of information that are of little value. Webster never played Stump the Chumps, a Kansas City institution for a quarter century. If you like sports trivia and free stuff, this is your chance. All you gotta do is Stump the Chumps. And here they are, Soren Petro, Pete Enoch, and Curtis Siebold.
Yes, indeed. Hour number two of the program begins right now. We are live at Hen House. Come on down and take advantage of great specials here at the Hen House. Like, you like seafood? They got a great selection of seafood, and they got the Atlantic salmon fillets. I'm talking about the whole entire full fillet, just $10.99 a pound. Great seafood back there. Of course, the meat, it's certified Hereford beef, the finest beef you're going to find anywhere around. Get some beef ribeye steaks. They're 8 ounces, only $8 each, or $15.99 a pound. Prairie Fresh Pork Loin Baby Back Ribs, they're sold in Cryback, just $4.99 a pound. You want to get some steaks on the grill, smoke some ribs. Hen House is where you get things started. And if you want to have a Taco Tuesday or get some burgers going, 85% lean ground chuck, ground fresh several times each day, just $4.89 a pound. It's at your neighborhood Hen House. Get there. We're here at 119th and Row today, so come on by and say hello. We're registering people to win. We've got two different beautiful coolers that you can win. We've got a wonderful two-person beach chair, Corona beach chair, that my man, the Drake, is sitting in right now. We've got an Adirondack chair. It's in the box. We got an Adirondack chair, and we got a Super Bowl 54 mirror. They all have beer logos, so you got to be 21 to enter. And we've also now got, in honor of the upcoming 98th birthday to Hen House, a $98 gift card to Hen House that we're going to be giving away. 98 years in business, locally owned and operated. That's your neighborhood Hen House. A $98 gift card. You come down here to Hen House, register to win, right? You're going to have a really good shot. We're also going to give every winner of Stump the Chumps today, which you can be a winner. Just call 913-310-810. We're going to give them an entry into the drawing for the gift card. So we'll be getting your name and number and filling out your entry and putting it in here. If you win Stump the Chumps, ask us a question of sports history, get the question back. You get that right, you're a winner. We'll give you a great gift card for Hen House. I think it's a $20 gift card for Hen House, but you'll also be automatically entered to win the $98 gift card. And that'll also get you entered to win in the coolers, the mirror, the two chairs. So a great time for you to play Stump the Chumps right now, 913-310-810. We limit our responses to three. We ask such a question be relevant. We decide what is and isn't relevant. One question only, connecting two questions by the word and. It's still two questions, just one question. That's what we ask for. 913-310-810. Peter Yates Enoch joins me here. Todd Lebo joins us in the studio. First of all, Peter, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Saran. I just wanted to ask you one question. Okay. I've heard a song, Autumn in New York. I've heard a song, Springtime in Vermont. I've also, Rocky Mountain High. I've never heard a song that says Florida in July. What in the hell are you doing? It is 107 down there.
Simple answer, Pete. What I'm told. What I'm told.
All right. I just never heard that song before. But
the wife's whole clan is going, and so I am packing. Right? That's how it works.
You just pack. But you know what? You'll have a great time down there. Destin's a good place.
It's not as hot by the water, Pete.
I'll try to go down and visit it.
Well, wherever. Huh?
It's not as hot by the water. Petro's going to be fine. That breeze off the Gulf, it's wonderful.
Oh, there's a wife. Yeah, that coming right from a man who lives 85 miles from water. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know, Todd, why, by the way, like he's like it's, what is it? You think it's cool and brisk here?
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure where this,
it's,
you know.
100 degrees here, yeah, and there's no water. So, yeah.
Yeah. You won't have Paris, but you'll have the water. You know what? And that's pretty darn good. So
yeah.
Having the water, a view of it, that's not bad. Any vacation's good, man.
Yeah.
It'd be just fine.
Yeah, I was supposed to go last year, got moved back to this year.
Oh, did you?
So
that area of the country's pretty nice down there.
We are quite excited.
I don't blame you.
To just get away, you know, from Todd Lebo, really, is what it is. We're trying to get away from
Lebo. Well, you know, a lot of people said that lately. You haven't been the only one. I've heard several people say it. I heard at stores. I heard in grocery lines. Todd, what's the deal?
The Lebo living room?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know. I don't know. I just got back from Florida. It was hot when I was down there too, but it wasn't as hot as it was sitting at Chiefs practice today.
I have been the guy that has been following Lebo around vacation-wise.
Yeah, I guess you have.
He went
you?
To Colorado. Yeah. I went to Colorado.
Yeah.
He went to Florida. I'm going to Florida.
Yeah.
So we do. Hello, everybody. Russia.
Simple as that.
That's it. And I don't have any more trips planned, so this is it. Man. Now we work. Football season.
You always
coming.
Know in the radio business when you work, you got to take your vacations.
Yeah.
Because the boss ain't going to say, hey, you missed a couple of days. Go on. Get down. No, it doesn't happen.
Right.
You got to take your vacation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gots
yeah.
to.
You do. You do. I mean, it's something that you have to do. Real quick, Pete, I want to get your reaction to Texas and Oklahoma bailing out.
Good riddance.
Really?
Yeah. Goodbye. Because neither
you
one
don't really
them,
have a choice if you're a KU or K-State.
No,
fan, right?
And neither one of them have really helped us in football the last couple of years. Sorry, Todd. But you aren't, you know, it's not, this ain't the 56 Oklahoma team we're talking about. So, no, I you know, if it was inevitable, like you said. 5 years ago, you said it even longer ago than that. Inevitable, it happened, move on. Texas is not going to be lost at all. All Texas has is money. I mean, you know, and I know that's what stirs the pot, but Texas hadn't won anything in a long time. Vince Young, right now, he's in AARP. So, yeah. I mean, that's how that's – so, I mean, no, I don't – if we're going to get it, hell with them. Leave.
Lebo, what do you think of the ESPN reaction to the what was it, the cease and desist order that was put out by Bob Bowlesby in the Big 12?
No merit.
ESPN has fired back. Cease and desist what?
Yeah, we have nothing
can't
to cease
and desist if we're not doing anything.
There will be some law. Lawyers make some money on this thing back and forth, and there will be people like – cyber forensicking through emails and texts to see what was going on, and they'll, you know, stuff like that. But here's the deal: they're leaving. Okay, the question is, what about who's left? And what the Big 12 wants to do is keep as much as they can together and possibly add some teams. But it's hard to, when everyone's getting nervous, running around saying, "Hey, come on, just bear with us, man. It's going to be okay. Just stick with us. I know you might have some invite over there." But it's going to be difficult to do. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't. But I know there's going to be fighting about it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Does K-State have a prayer in hell of getting in the Big Ten?
No.
I mean, I think KU's got a good shot, and I'd love to see it.
I don't know what the Big Ten's going to do. Some people think the Big Ten's not going to expand, that they're just going to sit tight and say we don't need to divvy up what we already got. I would be a little bit surprised by that if they didn't react and grab a 15th and a 16th.
Right.
But I will say that
it doesn't look good for State.
No, they have not admitted anyone that was. I know Nebraska is no longer an AAU member,
right.
But you have to be right. Isn't that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Is it AAU?
Yeah, right.
American AAU, Association of Universities.
Kansas is. Iowa.
Right.
Yeah.
Iowa State is.
Kansas is. Iowa State is. But Kansas State is not. So
well, you know, I mean, as a graduate there, I don't want to see him have to play Weber State every week.
Right.
I mean, it'd be nice to see him play somewhere because the football program has value there. I don't think the basketball program does, but that's not what they're talking about here.
Right.
The football program, I think if they said you guys got to average 60,000, I think they'd do it to get into someplace decent, although they wouldn't have a place to sit them.
Right.
But KU, I'd love to see KU in the Big Ten. I think that'd be marvelous because – don't tell me KU ain't better than Maryland and Rutgers.
Yeah.
Academically and otherwise.
Yeah, it's a good school.
It's a great school.
I think it'd be a great fit for the Big Ten. But I will say this, and by the way, 913-3810-810, going to be registered to win. Not only will you win a $20 gift card to Hannah's, but you can also – you'll be registered to win the $98 gift card, the two different chairs, the two different coolers, and the mirror. You're not going to win it all, but we're going to give a winner for each one of those. So grab a line right now, 913-3810-810, the phone number 913-3810-810. We'll get to our bold and daring predictions coming up here in a minute. But you can win a $98 gift card Yeah, you like Drake? Drake's
it looks like James Bond.
Yeah. A $98 gift card in honor of Hen House's 98th birthday, 98 years. Locally owned and operating, serving Kansas City. So grab a phone line, 913-3810-810. But now the one thing I would say that I think is important is I think there was such a fear last time that there's no, like, if you don't get into a league or if the Big 12 folds and you have to go somewhere else, that somehow that's the end of athletics
right
at these schools. And that's never been the case.
Right.
And I think people you know, have run around fearing that and have made their decisions based upon that and have maybe made some mistakes along the way, like trusting Texas.
Right, right.
And you know, but I think Kansas and Kansas State will be fine.
Well, I think you hit it right on the head, evolution. And 100 years ago, there were sports fans, and they didn't sit, you know, there wasn't even a Big Five then. So, I mean, maybe, you know, as we look ahead, you know, after we're long gone, but I look back and say, man, we're happy now. Right. I mean, you hit it right on the head. The main word there is evolution.
Yeah. No, and that's just where things are going now. Yeah. That's just where it is. All right. We've got something chumps right now. 913-310-810, the phone number, 913-310-810. Going to get you registered to win this $98 gift card if you can stump the chumps. Win a $20 gift card for stumping the chumps. Also got all kinds of great prizes that you'll be entered. You can enter here in person as well. I got a couple of questions for you boys. We'll see where we go from here. 913-310-810. Kay, where do we begin?
We begin with Andrew. You're in the program. Stump the chumps, Andrew.
Sure. Who is the Minnesota Twins all-time leader in consecutive plate appearances without a walk?
Wow.
Consecutive?
Consecutive.
Well, I mean, Killebrew, did he walk a walk? Did he walk her?
I would think he had to walk a decent amount if you hit that many home runs. There weren't many guys.
I mean, he had a lot of K's too, so I'm just wondering if he didn't walk very much. I know he played his whole career without a sacrifice. But
this is close to Barry Bonds at bats category, isn't it? This is a very niche question. I hope it's got some payoff.
It is, but I've got a couple. I'd say Kirby Puckett wasn't a guy that walked a lot.
He was a hacker.
I mean, he was a free swinger. He'd swing at just about everything. And then, what's his name? The center fielder, Byron Buxton, is
That's
somewhat
good
allergic trail. to the base on balls as well. And I mean, he's current.
So yes, this guy did this guy play for the Royals by a chance?
You looking for help?
Yeah.
Did he play for the Royals at any point?
Small hint. Okay. No. Well, that eliminates my guy.
Both of my guys are still alive.
Okay.
I mean, Miguel Sano is not a big walker either, is he?
I kind of like Kirby, but that would be something that would make it.
I don't know.
And Kirby did not walk. He was always 40, 50, 60 walks, and a lot of plate appearances.
He'd be in the most of too.
And it would make it a payoff.
Right,
so
I mean, so is that where you're thinking?
Yes.
All right, we are going to try Kirby Puckett.
It is not Kirby Puckett. It is pre-designated hitter Bert Blyleven.
Never walked.
Came back at us with the pitcher.
You
came
dog.
Back at us the old
tear into him.
Pitcher as,
into
as,
him.
A,
Come on.
As a hitter question. All right, so let's turn around and go the other way. Who holds the Royals single-season record for walks in a season? Oh, well, I guess single-season would cover that. Single-season record for walks in a season. Just want to specify.
Annually.
Just in one season is what I'm getting at.
Gosh, is it not Butler? It's got to be older.
Yes, Mayberry? It is older.
Mayberry?
Nice. John Mayberry.
Good job.
122. John Mayberry.
Excellent.
You're a winner. Gift card to Hen House. Also registered to win that $98 fantastic. Gift card to Hen House. Yeah, 122.
That was a nice effort right there.
Yeah.
I think he has
John
the
Mayberry
two,
in 1973. It may have been his.
I think he has the two highest totals. I was trying to think of a hint to give him, and he banged it out there. Nice work, man.
Yeah, he did.
He does not have the two highest.
Oh, really?
Mayberry, 122. Daryl Porter.
Porter.
Oh, yeah. 121.
Todd, what did Bums do? How did Bums
Oh, gosh. He had 233 one year, didn't he? He had 100,
really
100 intentional walks one year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just looked Bert Blyleven up.
Don't put him in the hole.
Bert,
no, he doesn't belong here.
Bert had five total walks in his life and four as a member of the Twins in about, looks like 300, almost 270 at bats.
Damn.
Four
that's
walks.
Amazing.
So he was hacking.
Barry Bonds.
Unbelievable Bonds.
232.
232.
Yeah.
232.
It's a career.
And I think he had 106 intentional.
A career.
How long would Bert Blyleven have to play to get 233 walks?
He'd have to still be playing.
All right. 913-3-810-810. Let's go to Steve. You're on the program, Steve. What's going on?
Not much. I got a baseball question. I'm wanting to know who holds the Major League record for most home runs hit in extra innings.
Was it Williams?
Was it Mays? Was it Aaron? Mays? Is it as simple as guys that?
I thought it was Mays.
I think it's more recent.
Like a Manny Ramirez or one of those
is
guys?
Is it? Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm just thinking.
I think Mays was at one time.
Well, I'll say this. Whoever has it is going to – are they going to get rid of the starting on second base rule?
Oh. They threw it around, they said.
Because if they don't get rid of it, then this is a record that will never be broken. Because if you're going to start on second, the quantity of home runs hit in extra innings are going to go way down. Yeah. Who do you think, Manny Ramirez, Kay?
I was thinking it was
Tomy.
That's
what I was thinking, too.
Tomy? Oh, that's not true.
Yeah. Tomy? Yeah.
Okay. Well, where do we want to go?
Go with Curtis. I thought it was Mays.
Yeah, because if it's Mays, we can really yell at Curtis.
Yeah, I'm okay
we'll go
with
with
that.
Jim Tomy.
Willie Mays with 20.
Curtis.
I'm sorry, Pete. You were right on that thing from the get-go, and I chased you off it.
Wow, that is just brutal. All right, I got one that was given to me. Unless somebody's got a good baseball one, I've got one that was given to me by a listener that came down to Hen House.
Let's do that one. I have a baseball one, but I think yours
Okay, the University of Texas is very much in the news. What was unique about the University of Texas 1920 annual sports banquet? What was unique? It was something they did that no one else has ever done in the history of college athletics. And frankly, I don't know that there's probably only – there are a few others. There's a handful of other schools that could maybe do this.
Ted Williams gave a speech?
Nope. At their banquet, they did something that no one else had ever done, and I don't believe has ever done since. At their banquet, what did they do?
At their banquet.
They castrated an animal.
Are you the caller?
Did I get it
You've
right?
given two guesses.
I'm done.
No, you're not.
The only school to do it. What did they do at their banquet?
It's
significant.
Have a
it's of
there.
Note. Did they what?
They had a longhorn there.
They did. What was significant about that? Of course, Yeah, the mascot was there.
They got to eat.
Did they slaughter it?
They ate their mascot.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
In 19, you're a winner. They ate their mascot. This according
beautiful.
To the listener that gave me this.
Ew,
he said the school was having financial issues and did not want to pay to house and feed Bebo, so they
That's
served
beautiful.
Him for dinner.
That's great.
Poor Bebo.
They ate their mascot, for crying out loud. That is awesome.
Oh,
that is fantastic.
Who was the coach, Emory Ballard?
I don't know. 1920. 1920. And if it's not true, it sounds great to
cares,
make it
right.
sound like it's true.
Dana X Bible.
It's a myth that should live on. 913-3-810-810. Who's next?
We go to Tim. You're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Tim.
Hey, I think we're pretty close to the anniversary of the Pine Tarts game, so that's what my question is about, and it is, who is the starting second baseman for the Yankees that day? And the relevance is, this player is significant in the baseball history.
Starting second baseman for the Yankees in the Pine Tar game?
Yeah. It was a guy, did he? Yeah, it was a non.
Oh, no, he wasn't
player.
The starter.
No,
yeah, I think Mattingly what he's getting at is, end, like. Yeah. Don Mattingly played like – I thought he played second.
He played second. He's the last left-handed second baseman. But that was after the – he did not start the game. And Ron Guidry played center field. That was the Billy Martin angle.
Okay.
So, yeah, someone manage?
I mean, I think that's what he's looking for, don't you? Or is he going off the fact that everybody knows Mattingly finished it? He wants to know who started it.
Oh, that's –
Caller, is it the starter or who finished the game?
The starter.
The starter, okay.
The starter.
And it's got something to do with Royals history?
So, I don't know. Was it Willie Randolph? I mean, he would have been the guy. He should have been the starter back then, right?
Yeah, Sunday afternoon, though. Maybe he was off.
Started.
No.
Yeah? Or was it somebody that made his way to the Royals or had – I can't
– Can you get that sock out of your mouth, please?
Yeah, I can't think of who it is. If
it's
Randolph.
Got something to do with the Royals, '80s, gosh, who else was on there? That was not the great
Yankees
team. Why
wouldn't
Yankees
they start Randolph?
Well, it wasn't him, so.
Yeah, let's just look. You don't think it was him?
No, I think he said no.
Well, was it? That wouldn't have been Rex Hudler, would it?
No.
He played with the Yankees.
He did, but he wasn't there yet.
Among others.
I don't think we're going to get this. So just.
Okay, I didn't think he was that old. Yeah. All right, well, we'll guess Willie Randolph.
No. Pete will love this answer. Campy Campanaris.
Oh,
Bert Campanaris? Wow. I didn't think he was still toiling in 83.
Is he 58 years old?
83, he was 95 years old.
He looked 95.
Wow.
I was shocked when I saw the body.
All right, anyone got a baseball? I got a non-baseball.
I got a baseball.
Okay, go for it.
Joey Votto, fifth player to have back-to-back multi-homer games after turning 37. Who was the first to do it? He's in the Hall of Fame.
Back-to-back, what was it, multi-homer games?
Back-to-back multi-homer games after turning 37.
Was he left-handed batting?
He was. Wait, hang on. Wait, let me make sure. No, I'm blanking on
look it up.
Yeah, well, he's not a guy you'd think you'd have to look up, but
You are.
A left-handed batter, yes.
I'll cover for you.
Lefty.
I'll just take a shot and say Ted Williams.
Who?
Ted Williams.
Ted Williams? A little earlier
Ted
than that.
Ted Williams.
How about Ty Cobb in 1925?
Wow.
That's not a guy I would think would be on any multi-homer list. Ty Cobb in 25.
Yeah.
The others, Barry Bonds,
was he good?
Alfonso Soriano, and David Ortiz. He was decent. Not a particularly nice man, but he was pretty good.
Yeah. No, he wasn't a nice man for sure. But he was one of the wealthiest men in the country.
Yeah,
because when he died, under his pillow there was $17 million worth of Coke stock.
Coca-Cola stock. It's important to finish that.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Big pillow.
$17 million of Coke under your pillow.
It's a big pillow in 1940.
Coca-Cola stock.
He kept all his money pretty close to the vest, buddy.
Wow. Wow. $17 million in Coke under his pillow.
Didn't see that on the wire.
Tightly packed bricks.
That's a lot of blow.
Certainly is, Pete. Yes.
Yes.
Keep talking.
That's why we all reacted the way we did.
But, before I rudely interrupted, he was one of the biggest or maybe the largest shareholder in Coca-Cola.
Okay. There. Good enough.
Because he's from Atlanta.
913-3810-810. Who's next?
Oh, you Rock. You're in the program. Stump the Chums. Rock.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Great.
Okay, last
Good.
Week I asked
Good, buddy. What do you got
the-
for us?
Okay, last week I asked about the last American male gold medalist. This week, the last heavyweight to win the gold medal for the U.S.
Was this how many years ago was it? Who was it, James Tillis? Did he win?
Well, the last short heavyweight. Answer to that is no. Just because he's from Oklahoma don't mean he's a good boxer.
Okay,
now.
Rock. I'm just trying to think of heavyweight boxers.
Okay.
One clue is Andre Ward was the last one, and that was 2004. So it has to be
since
behind
then.
That.
I don't know who this is.
He's a named fighter, had a pretty good professional career.
I got nothing.
Yeah, and when you said Ward, you meant he's the last American to win a gold.
Yes,
so
yes,
and he wasn't a heavyweight, so it has to be before him.
No. He was a light heavy.
Does it go all the way back to, like, was it Terrell Biggs who won it in 84 as a heavyweight?
Well,
does it go all the way back
I'll
to
tell
that?
You that. He won it as a super heavyweight, not heavyweight. Terrell Biggs did. There's a different weight class there. Another clue there.
I got nothing, Petro.
Well, and was it a Vander Holyfield who didn't win it because of the late hit, or was that Pernell Whitaker. I can't remember who that was, which one was.
No, Evander got disqualified, but he was light heavy also. That was the 84.
Jeez, I don't know. We should know, Rockman. We don't know. You got us.
Okay, Merciless Ray Mercer.
Oh, wow, Ray Mercer.
In 88.
Oh, man. Wow. Y'all want to go for it, Pete?
Yeah, I was talking to somebody the other day, Rock, and do you agree with me Ken Norton is one underrated fighter?
Well, yes and no. You know, when you get knocked out
tons
of times, although he gave Ali his claim to fame as three tough fights with Muhammad, but it was Styles. But he got knocked out by Shavers. And
yeah. With that in mind, who was Ken Norton's first win against?
Very first win professionally?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Name fighter or Joe Schmo type?
No. No, pretty strange nickname, as a matter of fact, for a fighter.
Is that why you're going with this?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, and Norton, I think, is underrated. I think, he did do some tomato can antics, but I thought he was underrated, and I think his family was pretty good in sports, too, so.
Okay.
Well, that's true.
What I really wanted was to stump this guy right here on the other end of the line.
Yeah.
Well, Pete, with that question, I think you done did it because that's a tough one. Ken Norton first.
Well, this came from Vic because he's tired of feeding you.
Speaking of that,
you win everything we got here.
I got to get out there and pick up my prizes now that you guys have opened back up. But anyway,
the postman has a hemorrhoid.
What do you got, Rock?
The postman has a hemorrhoid. That must be a clue.
Carrying your stuff. Yeah.
God darn it. I don't know. The Electric Light Orchestra. I have no idea.
nice try, Rock. Buddy.
All right, this would be one Granny Brazil.
Granny Brazil.
Granny
Brazil.
Norton beat Granny.
Yeah. So he's a granny beater.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well done, Pete. Well done. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll give you some bold and daring predictions. It's coming up. We're live at Hen House. You can come down and grab yourself a opportunity to win two great coolers, two different chairs we've got for the beaches, and one of them a two-person fold-out beach chair, another one an Adirondack chair. We've got a Super Bowl 54 mirror. Would look great in any man cave. Also registering to win you a $98 gift card to Hen House. They're getting ready to celebrate 98 years, locally owned and operated. We're going to be giving away a $98 gift card to somebody. All you got to do is come down here and register. We're at Hen House at 119th and Row.
The program with Soren Petro.
One take wonder.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the Jazz into the hour answer. What was the last school, as the NBA draft is tonight, last school to have a number one overall pick that had never had a top five pick before that? As Oklahoma State stands to join this
last
list.
School yep. to have a number one overall pick that had never had a top five pick
in their whole history.
Well,
that's toughy.
It's not UNLV.
No, nope.
I know they had Armon Gilliam before they had Larry Johnson.
Depending on you for this one, buddy.
I think I might know.
Well, it could be as simple as Michael Olowokandi, and
there have been two since that.
Yeah, that was my guess.
That was my guess
specific.
Too.
There's been a couple more recent ones. There's one that's not that long ago, and it's got a little local connection, kind of.
I was looking at that for questions today. I'm gonna try. No. Was there? Yeah, I wonder where Pistol Pete went. You said it's been since Michael Olowokandi.
Yeah, there've been.
There have been two
since Olowokandi for Pacific in 2000 or 90 what 97 I guess that was.
I guess I will try. Well, I don't remember a lot of Utahs. Let's try Andrew Bogut.
Actually, it was Washington, Markel Fultz, in 2017.
Oh.
The others, you mentioned Pacific. The others, 2000, Cincinnati with Kenyon Martin. Navy,
okay.
David Robinson.
Really, Cincinnati? Yep. Had never had a top five pick?
Nope, hadn't
before
that.
Four All-Americans?
Hadn't before that. And good one school God. Has had
wow.
two.
I mean, Ron Bunham wasn't a top five? And
nope.
Oscar?
One school has had two. Glenn Robinson and Joe Barry Carroll of Purdue have both been yeah. were both number one overall picks. Purdue has no other top five picks, but they got two number ones.
You mean to say that Oscar wasn't a top five pick? I can look it up.
No.
Huh?
Maybe I went back. I went back to the common draft era, which was 66. I probably
what
yeah,
did
I
Larry Moe and
that.
Curly do in the draft room for the teams?
Let me see. Yeah, because Oscar would have been
God.
On that list.
Number one overall in 1960.
61. Yeah, I think I went back to 66, the common draft. Sorry if okay. I misled anyone.
Well, that explains it. So there you go.
Because yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, that's it.
I'd have fired all five of those guys.
See, I think Pete wants to kick your ass, if I'm not mistaken here.
He could.
I'm detecting a very angry, sour disposition for Pete right now.
Yeah.
I'd say that. So look out, Curtis. Be careful where you walk when you leave the studio.
Curtis is too big for me, man.
Pete might be coming for you.
He's too big for me.
All right, let's get some bold and daring predictions. We will start here. Chiefs training camp is open. How many yards for Patrick Mahomes? Yards and touchdown. How many yards and touchdowns this season, regular season, Patrick Mahomes, what does he go for?
Curtis, you go first.
I'll say they're adding a game. I'll say 4,640.
Okay, hang on a sec here. Just I want to give you, just so for reference, last year he started 15 games, 4,740,
mm-hmm.
and 38 touchdowns. So this year scheduled for 17. Curtis, mm-hmm. you're going with what?
I'll stay 4,640. I think they're going to be less reliant upon him throwing touchdowns this year. I think their running game's going to get back a little bit. And then we talked about Hilaire last hour. I think they're going to get more touchdowns in the run game in the red zone. So I'm going to say 4,640.
I'll go 4,932, and I'll say 46 touchdowns.
So you're coming up just short. And how many, 46?
Yeah, a little short of his amazing okay. rookie year. He may not start all 16 games, you know, game here or there, he may get hurt. And then, you know, didn't play at the end of last year because they already had the thing wrapped up. You know, there's always a chance that's going to happen as well.
Okay. Jed?
5,022 yards, and he is going to have 47 touchdowns.
47. Okay, Peter.
This is too easy. 48, 36, and 44.
It's just it's too easy.
Yeah, it really is.
All right, I have 5,150 because I'm not a child, so I use rounded numbers. Curtis and I apparently are the only adults in the room. Is anybody else coming up with these?
No, we're attending to detail.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yes.
And I'm going to go with 45 touchdowns.
Did you go 5150?
Okay, so
is that your
there.
Number, Petro? 5150?
Because guys always end up on even numbers. You know how it always works out.
I'm a Van
out
Halen
like
fan.
That.
Yeah,
that's Van Hagar. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And more likely say 1984.
Yeah. He just wants the best of both worlds.
I'm a fan of Van Hagar. I got no problems with Van Hagar. Aaron Rodgers plays for what team next year?
Oh man!
Next year,
I don't want to. I go first on these.
I'll go first. Green Bay Packers.
I said Jed.
God damn it, Jed!
Well, the delay. Jed.
He does not play football. He is the host of Jeopardy next year. 1 year from today.
No, that's going to be LeVar Burton.
Is that your pick?
Yeah, that's what I'm seriously. I seriously think after this season, he's done.
No. Football.
He stunk on that show.
Okay.
He was not good.
Boy, you're just a happy guy.
No, it's just true,
He was the worst guest host they've had.
No football Jeopardy host.
He was the worst guest host they've had in the last 8
awful.
Months.
He was awful.
And that's including Dr. Oz, who was horrific. So.
Right.
Not that I watch Jeopardy every day when I get home. Yes, I watch it every night, Petro. What do you think I do when I get home? DVR at 4 o'clock or 2 o'clock on Channel 4.
Rain Man?
It sure as hell is sounding like you watch it all the time.
I do. I watch it every day. I mean, I'm not kidding.
Lebo saw history the other night, right, actually watching Jeopardy.
John Elway's swan song in Denver. He will hire Mr. Rogers, and he will play for the Broncos.
All right, Curtis. Now what do you got?
Raiders.
Ooh. Ah, I should have got mine out there before you because I have Raiders
too.
I just think John Gruden, I think they're going to come up short again this year, and he's going to have to do something to stir it up. And I looked at it, and I'm like, okay, well, where would he want to go? He's going to want to go to L.A.
True.
Because he's got his wife's an actress. Right? Not that you can't fly into wherever you're filming things.
But they'll be broken up by then.
Yeah, exactly, Pete.
I doubt
it.
It's done.
Oh, this one's for real?
It's done.
Yeah.
Who was he with for 10 days? Olivia, who was it? Munn?
Olivia Munn.
Okay, no. They lasted, a cup of coffee? No.
You've got a lot of venom for Aaron Rodgers.
Love Aaron Rodgers.
And everyone else.
I don't like him as well as Bart Starr, but I like Aaron Rodgers.
I thought I had the bold one by saying the Raiders.
That is bold. It's good. I think it makes sense.
I'll go bold. Well thought out. I'll go bold instead of saying Packers. I thought Packers was bold. How about I'll just say Patriots? How about that?
I think you're bold with Packers. I don't think you need to change.
Okay,
it,
I'll stay with Packers. No, I'll stay with Packers.
Good Lord. Wishy-washy Lebo here.
Yes.
Wishy-washy Lebo. All right. Who wins the SEC first in football? Oklahoma or Texas? We'll start with Todd for this one.
Oklahoma.
Okay.
I'll say Oklahoma too. Yeah. Not bold or daring.
OU for Todd. Well, this one's not able to be bold or daring. It's either or.
Yeah.
Jed?
Boomer. I think Texas is going to flop in the SEC.
Pete?
Does this mean Alabama's going to the ACC?
No.
Okay.
Boomer, not that I know
again,
of.
Sooners.
I'm going to take Texas.
No,
are
God.
You? Yeah, that's
He's
my bold and daring prediction.
Texas lover
Texas
forever.
Has, they have more resources.
Yeah, and they got more excuses, too.
I don't think either one of them are going to win it anytime soon, and I think the one that has the chance to be the equal to Alabama, the better chance is Texas.
Will they be
They just haven't found their Lincoln Riley.
Well, you're right. I heard you talking on the air about that the other day, and that's a good point. Good point. Well taken.
I mean, Todd, do you think any of us will be alive when this question gets answered?
Probably alive, I guess, but I'm not thinking it's anytime soon.
I won't be, but you guys will.
Okay. The Chiefs' third leading receiver by yards will be who? Let's start this one with let's go with Pete.
I think it probably by just a couple yards, probably Edward Solaire.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, well, I'll go next because that's where I was thinking I was bold and daring was Clyde Edward Solaire was the third leading receiver. I've got CEH as well. Curtis?
I think Curtis's headphones fell off his head. It's your turn, Curtis.
By the way, let me also say it was strong.
Let me also say that I don't think that's necessarily good.
Yeah.
I think the receivers. I think it means nobody else is going to emerge.
The best thing is my answer. I will say it better be Mecole Hardman.
Yeah, that's my choice too.
Is that your answer?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because you're a follower.
Except that I said it yesterday.
You knocked your headphones off to buy time.
True.
He was trying to scratch his ear. Leave him alone.
I was trying to scratch my ear and I knocked my headphones off.
I'm going to go with Byron Pringle.
Jedro?
I think that he will actually step up and that Patrick Mahomes trusts him. He knows how to run routes. He has pretty reliable hands. I think he will get the kiss.
Pringle.
All right. The biggest name that the Kansas City Royals trade will be who? Curtis, we've now let other people go first. You go first on this one. The biggest name that the Kansas City Royals trade
before tomorrow,
with the deadline before tomorrow, will be who?
I'm not convinced they're going to trade anyone, but I think the guy who makes the most sense to trade, maybe I'll toss this out, is just a vote of confidence, or at least maybe to push it forward somehow. I'll say somehow they deal Jorge Soler.
Soler, okay, Jed.
Danny Duffy. And in a little bit of breaking move, I don't think it'll be a breaking news. Excuse me. It's according to Ken Rosenthal from The Athletic. It appears like the Padres are close to acquiring Max Scherzer from the Nationals.
Never heard of him.
Ooh, that's big. Max Scherzer, who keeps deferring his payment, I'm being told, which I can't quite figure out why the hell that is.
In 30 years, he wants people to say these Bobby Bonilla stories, right?
That's Jed goes wants. Duffy, Lebo.
I don't think they're going to trade anybody. How about Greg Holland?
You can say none. That would be bold.
I don't think they're trading anybody. I listened to Dayton the other day. I don't think they're trading anybody.
Okay. I think they're going to move somebody that's in the final year. Pete?
They're going to get three outstanding prospects for Barlow. That's it.
By the way, the sarcasm in that statement is
outstanding.
We're dripping in the sarcasm. Jed, again, I think you're right. I like Danny Duffy. I just keep hearing that out of the Dodgers, Padres, and Giants, the fact that all three of those teams are interested in him, one means the medical must be okay, which is good because I like Danny Duffy. He's from California. They would think that they have a chance to re-sign him if they like what they get out of him. But just the fact that those three teams in the same division are competing for the same guy, to me, makes me think that they're going to get enough to make the offer. And then I think next year. And so I think Duffy signs off.
Who's
on
got
it
the most
goes.
To give out of those three teams? I mean, who has the most that you'd like?
Probably the Padres probably have the best system. Then the Dodgers and the Giants would probably be last. But I don't know what it's going to take, right? But I think if they're competing, then they're the most likely. That's the only scenario I see where three teams in division are fighting each other for someone. So that's going to give them incentive to not lose.
Where's he fit in the rotation there?
I think they use him out of the bullpen. Use him as like a nine batter guy to just dominate people in the middle innings. And I think he'll be awesome. And I wish the Royals could develop more starting pitching because I think he could be what Andrew Miller was in the World Series a couple of years ago for the Indians when he was coming in and just dominating.
Would that
people.
Add five to his career years?
Yeah, I think it would. All right, one more. When is Andy Reid's last year as the Chiefs head coach? Jed?
2016. Or 2026, ooh, excuse me. Wow, 2016 would have been weird. So, yes, 2026, excuse me.
2026 for Jed, Lebo?
This is 21. I think it's 22. I think it's just after next year. I was up there today at camp. You know, he's got the circulation socks on again today. He's moving around a little bit slower. I know he loves coaching, but I think it's less than you think. I think he'd love to coach till Patrick Mahomes is done. But I think it's this year and one more.
Okay. So Lebo says 2022. Pete?
2026. Let's put that 5 year, that 10 years into five.
Okay. Curtis?
24.
I'm gonna go with 2027. That's what I had down, and I like the fact that I've got the longest. But I'm with Todd. The reason I brought it up is a couple of us were having that conversation. He is wearing the circulation socks, and we saw he had a cane earlier. And I think that's the only thing that's going to stop him is, you know, physically not being able to do the job. And I do think that, unfortunately, that day may be coming sooner rather than later. But I think he'll fight as long as he can to keep coaching that football team. The next question we'll do later on, since we don't have time, is who's going to replace him? I think that one is an intriguing question.
Yes,
we'll do that
it
one.
Is.
We'll do that one next week. We'll take a break here. Peter Yatsenyuk with us. We're at Hen House. You can get signed up. A $98 gift card. You can win $98. It's in honor of the 98th birthday that's coming up of the locally owned and operated Hen House. We're here at 119th and Row. We've got two different chairs we're giving away, a beautiful Adirondack chair, a great two-person beach chair, two different coolers, and a Super Bowl 54 mirror. We're going to be drawing names and giving them all away. All you got to do is get in here and sign up at your neighborhood Hen House here at 119th and Row.
The program with Soren Petro.
Yeah, you know it. Let's go.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, wrapping up hour number two here in the program at Hen House. Come on down, getting people registered. $98 gift card. All you got to do is put your name and number down. We'll give you a call. You can win a $98 gift card to Hen House. Got all kinds of greats, coolers, chairs, a wonderful Super Bowl 54 mirror. You can win it. I've got a couple of people registered from Stump the Chumps. Thank you for playing. Peter, any last-minute advice? I thought you had a word.
I just wanted to say that we know damn good and well that Hen House will be here another 100 years. God bless him.
I would say so.
I love this store.
I would say so. I thought you had one word you were going to tell me for my vacation. Or was it just, what am I doing in Florida in July?
Yeah,
is that
right.
your bold advice?
What in the hell are you doing in Florida in July? Oh, man.
Thanks.
But have a safe trip.
We will do our best. We will do our
best. You got very valuable transportation equipment right there in that car.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah, people. Thank you. Well
people.
Said. Precious cargo.
Precious cargo.
There you
exactly.
go, Pete.
What a nice crew.
We'll take a break.
You guys have a great time.
We'll do
time
our best, Pete. Thank you.
Fresh. End of the hour question. Sponsored by Good Sense. Chosen by KC Sandwich lovers for 30 years. Good Sense. Not because it's easy, but because it's better.
All right, only one player has taken at least 10 shots in an NBA Finals game without a miss. Who is he? Brought to you by Good Sense.